Aye.
Two for the price of one. Good evening. Just some scheduling notes. I'm not sure yet if I'm available next week. I don't know if people are away for winter break or the week after. So we'll keep you posted. But we're getting now the next couple of sessions to the real, the practical cases of Lotoelis. The next sif after tonight, the Chafetz Chaim talks about what can be said and what can't be said in the realm of shiduchim and dating, which is it's a big topic, a very hot topic. I think we'll probably need more than 20 minutes, and I think I may need more than a week to adequately prepare. So the next year we'll probably turn it into like a bigger lecture and advertise it that way, because there are a lot of very fascinating tshuvas and cases about the topic. Tonight the Chafetz Chaim talks about when is one allowed to speak badly about someone if he or she is going to have a negative influence. So how do we handle if our children are friends with people who we don't like? What can we say? What can't we say? If there are rebbeim, rabbis, teachers, older people, role models are really the opposite, are interacting with our children. If they're rabbanim who have crooked hashkafas, when are we allowed to say, when are we not, and what are the parameters? So we'll start. The Chafetz Chaim concludes the previous halacha, there's a package over here, with if you see a person doing an avera, we can't speak badly about them. Maybe they don't know the seriousness of the Isser. Maybe, even if they know the seriousness of the Isser, maybe they did tshuva. So they're like any other Jew, and if there's no purpose in telling people what we saw, we can't say that. However, the Chafetz Chaim says, if this is a person who's totally out of the realm of Torah Judaism, this is a person who sins and sins and doesn't care, and he knows the Chomer HaIsser, he knows the severity of whatever prohibition he's violating, and he's been warned and he's been told. So that person is allowed to be spoken about. He removes himself, so he's still a Jew. Once a Jew, always a Jew. However, he's not in the boundaries of Amitecha, and a person's allowed to speak poorly about him. But says the Chafetz Chaim on page 1, and this is a little bit of a review. Ach yesh lizayr shelo lishkoach pratim achadim hametztarchim lizeh. There are 5 caveats for one to speak poorly about someone who has removed himself, so to speak, from the Jewish people. Someone who's totally not religious, but not a tinok shenishba. If it's someone who's not religious and never knew about religion, he's not included. He or she is considered a shogeg or an ones. But if there's a person who's totally out of the realm, so a person's allowed to speak about them, provided the 5 conditions are met, and I'd like to read them on the bottom. The non-Jew is, the Chafetz Chaim, we'll talk about that later. That alpi mi ikra din, strict law, a person is allowed to speak poorly about them, and the Chafetz Chaim advises against it. Because we shouldn't be people who speak about other people, whether they're Jewish or not, but the severity of the Isser is not there. So the Chafetz Chaim says there are 5 conditions that need to be met. Aleph, sheha avlos shal yadan huskan be'enav shu rasha. The actions that made him in your mind into someone who's a Rasha, Yira Osan Ba'atzmo, Velo Al Yudei Shmiya Me'achirim. In order for he or she to be in your mind, a person who's now a halachic Rasha that you're allowed to speak poorly about, you have to have seen it yourself, and you can't rely on what you heard from other people. Imlo Shin Eschazek Be'ir Le'ish Rasha, Avar Hashmuros Haro Sheyotzos Lav Tamid. Unless the reputation is so severe that everyone knows that this person is a Rasha. So you have to see it yourself, or it has to be crystal clear who this person is. Number 2, Beis. In him enam dvarim pshutim kolkach, ke'achilas dvarim asurim v'kayotzi be'elu. If they're not so clearly forbidden, If not, everyone knows about them. So again, even if this person is a Rasha, it doesn't matter. He doesn't remove him or herself from Amitecha. Number three, Shel Yagdil Sa'avla Yosemi Mashi. We spoke about this last time. You can't embellish what he did or she did more than actually happened. And number four, and Ari pointed something out to me, and I like to give him a hat tip for that. She Yichavin L'Toelas. The kavana has to be for a purpose. Kidei Sheis Rachaku B'nei Adam Yidarach Resha. Kishigishmu Shabrios Meganos Poale Oven. The toelas would be, by speaking negatively about this Russia, people will start to see, look, you don't want to be that way. Look how this person who's acting in a way that's not becoming of a Jew, this person who's veering off the path, they're embarrassing him. They're denigrating him. That might serve as a deterrent for people to act that way as well. Gam Olayhu Ba'atzma Yashuvai Dezem Midrach Avaram. The perpetrator himself might say, people are embarrassing me, people are talking that way, I don't want to be that way, and I might turn around. The one who's telling the story, the one who's speaking this, so to speak, Lashon Hara, can't have any intent to have any benefit from denigrating him. V'lo mitzad sina sheyesh lo alav, and it can't be done out of any anger. Rak mitzad emes, it has to be for purposes of being true. And there's very, in a minute we'll see about a rav was having a bad influence. And I had a situation like this in my life, which I'll share with you. But they tell, I read the following story. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was walking with a member of the Agudas Yisrael back in Europe. And they went to a funeral of an Adam Gadol. On the way to the funeral, the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker, said to the individual, this Adam Gadol had really crooked, really terrible hashkafas. So it was Erev Yom Kippur. It was Erev Yom Kippur, and they go on to the funeral. And Reb Chaim Brisker said to this volunteer, this Askin who was with him, this Adam Gadol had really terrible hashkafas, and he laid out for him the three or four things that he had done or said which were off in Reb Chaim's mind. And the student was very taken aback that it's on the way to his funeral and an Erev Yom Kippur. So he said, respectfully, obviously, Rebbe, is this now the appropriate time? Erev Yom Kippur, are you not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about someone who's deceased? What's going on? So Reb Chaim said, and we'll see this in a minute, that a rabbi who has a crooked viewpoint or a crooked hashkafa is no different than a business partner who's going to cheat you. If we're allowed to speak the truth about a potential business partner, or we'll see next week about a shidduch, if it's to protect the shidduch or protect your money, so you're allowed to speak the truth if it's to protect your Torah hashkafa. So why am I telling this to you today? Because I never felt that my intent was totally pure. But now, that I'm on the way to his funeral, I'm not going to get any personal benefit out of putting him down. And it's Erev Yom Kippur, where we're on a heightened sensitivity, so to speak. Now I feel like my intentions are pure. So even though it's Erev Yom Kippur, that's why I'm telling this to you today, as opposed to a couple weeks ago, I didn't feel like it was totally l'shem shemayim. Now, I'm going to get to Ari's point in a minute, and we'll try to sharpen that. If you turn the page, and number three on page two, this is very interesting. I think people don't necessarily realize this. I didn't. He writes, "Ata nachzor le'inyan shepasachnu bo." Let's go back to what we started with. From what we wrote in the beginning of this chapter, we can learn it's forbidden to speak about a person's bad midos. Kigon shara lav shenizga. You know a person is a little arrogant. We all know people who carry themselves with some people call it confidence, with arrogant, they're a little bit, they talk like they know everything. They're a little bit full of themselves. Okas bedavar shelo kehogen. Or they're full of anger. They get really angry when someone, I don't know, does something, they just get full of anger. Inappropriate anger. Sometimes anger is appropriate. Oh, sha'are midos megunos, or any bad midah, dezeh vadai gnai gamoru. You can't say that about a person. That's denigrating. That brings a person down. Va'af shu emes. Even if it's true, if we know about a person or we see a person who got angry, who was arrogant, or any other bad midah, so we're not allowed to speak, even though it's not, you could argue it's not an avero per se, he just got angry. But no, since bad midos is maguna, it's denigrating, it's embarrassing, so a person is not allowed to tell a person that he or she witnessed that or saw that or about a person. Now, if that's true, says the Chafetz Chaim in the next page, on page 4, and this is what I want to focus on a little bit tonight, which is what happens when this person is in a position of authority. And then next week, as I mentioned in the beginning, we'll talk about in the realm of dating and shiduchim, what's allowed and what's not allowed. So it says... Please, we want the questions.
There's like such a fine line here. You know, when you say all this, this is really, it's a fine line between everything. How can anyone sound pretty proud? You could say something bad. It's very difficult to determine what to say, what not to say. You can't even set parameters on it. Don't you think?
Meaning what? Give me an example. Give me an example where it's going to be unclear.
I will. Let's go on, and I will give you an example. I want to think about it.
Right. So I'll give you one that's clear. You're driving on Raritan, and you see someone in the shul. I don't know, someone cut them off, someone did something, and they got a little road rage. And they're slamming on the horn, they got out of their car, they started yelling and screaming at the person. So for you to go home, or for you to go and show and say, I can't believe so-and-so, I mean, someone cut them off, I mean, it happens, and they jumped out of the car, they're yelling and screaming. So says the Chafetz Chaim, so that's speaking badly about someone.
But it's even more subtle. There are subtle things. Like you said, with someone who's very proud. You know, you could think that someone is very proud, or maybe very full of themselves, but yet, that person, if you get to know them, it's just a facade. They're really not proud. And it's a defense mechanism to show that they're proud. It's like there's so much involved in Lashon
Hara. Right. Well, that's why
just don't say anything bad about anyone. And
I would say it a little differently. I would say just don't talk about people.
That's right.
Right.
That's it. Don't talk about people.
Sure. Talk about ideas.
Right.
Talk about events. Don't talk about people, because often when we talk about people, someone will respond, "What, that guy? She? Right? He's so nice. No, he's not." Yeah. We have to be very careful when we talk about. We talk about people, but the next sif is very important, because sometimes we have to talk about people, right? I'm sure we all know stories of marriages that were ruined because not everyone was forthcoming in talking about a potential shidduch, or business partners and businesses that went wrong, or teachers who got jobs in schools. I mean, how many people are there that, Rahman al-Islam, abused and hurt children, and no one said anything when they applied for job after job after job after job. Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. So you have to know. Sometimes you...
But that's a whole different category.
Right, so that's what we're starting tonight.
That's
what we're about to start tonight. We spoke a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
If it's something that could be understood in one of two ways. So when are you allowed to say that, and when are you not allowed to say that?
This is different.
So says the Chafetz Chaim, V'afal pike, nevertheless, in roa adam be'echad mida maguna. If you see in a person a bad mida, kigon gaiva, arrogance, okas, anger, oh sha'ari midos or else, or other bad midos. Interestingly, oh shu batlan mitor v'kayot sebezei. He's a balan. He doesn't learn. Nachon lo l'saper davar zel l'bno, o l'talmidav u'lahazhiram. It's proper, not just mutter, it's nachon, to tell one's son one's children or one's students, and to warn them, shelo yischaberimo, don't connect with that individual, kidei shelo yilmedu mimaisa, so you don't learn from his or her actions. Ki ha'ikr ma'aseh hira Torah b'lashon hara, that which the Torah warned us about speaking badly, afilo al emes, even if it's true, huim kavanos levazos haschavero, vilismach leklono. That's true if one's intent is to embarrass the person, to bring a person down, and to be happy in his downfall. Avam kavanos lishmor haschavero, and that word chavero, the Mefarshim point out that the Chafetz Chaim is allowing this heter beyond child and student. That word chavero, because you could have said it just for a child or a student. Says the Chafetz Chaim, no. Avam kavanaso lishmor es chavero. If your intent is not to embarrass the person or to bring him down, but it's to protect your friend, shol yilmo v'masav, so he doesn't learn from their actions, pashut the mutter u'mitzvah nami ika. Not only is it permitted, but it's a mitzvah as well. And the Chafetz Chaim says, just know, when you tell them, you should explain to them why you're telling them. Because if not, the listener might think a lashon hara is not a thing. And it's become very confusing when one is allowed, to be confusing enough as it is. But says the Chafetz Chaim, so a person is pashut, that it's mutter and a mitzvah to warn an individual about a person's bad midos or a person is a batlan. And I had a situation like this many, many years ago. There was a person, and I didn't really trust myself. I had spoken to a bunch of Rebbeim, who he was like a madrich in a certain summer program, and he was bringing a lot of other madrichim under his wing. And this person had many a character flaws. And he was, people kind of fell under his spell. Anytime you say that about an educator, it's already a problem. They were not headed in the right direction. They weren't. And I had spoken to my rabbi, and they said, you have to tell. You have to tell people. Because, yeah, you're saying badly about this individual, and he's going to be brought down, so to speak, but you have to protect other people. That's called Lashon Hara L'Toelas, which is not Lashon Hara, that's Lashon Hatov. And that's, it becomes tricky, because we don't, who's the judge of a person's midos? There's a yeshiva in Israel that's very popular, and I'm convinced that one major figure in that yeshiva is the most arrogant person I ever met in my life. And I've seen some of his students come back, in my opinion, with that same midah. But is he really arrogant? I don't know. Maybe I don't like it. I don't trust myself enough. So it's tricky to tell everyone, don't go to that yeshiva, because the person in the yeshiva, it's hard to know exactly when it's clear, it's clear. The Chazon Ish has a letter that he writes that if you have a rabbi who's, you know, his piskei halacha are off, there are rabbanim, unfortunately, who don't really know, and they will make up kulas and heters. Baruch Hashem, in this community, we don't have that. But there are, or the rabbis who have hashkafas that are not in line with your hashkafa. Depending on what your hashkafa is. But there are rabbis who, let's say Rabbi Luban, would deem beyond acceptable for the shul. So if that person is giving a lecture, or I know that someone's listening to their shiurim online, and I think it could have a negative impact on that person. So the Chazon Ish says that's no different than what the Chafetz Chaim is saying over here. A person would be allowed, and maybe even a mitzvah, to report that to individuals. I saw a sefer called Torah Salashon that says this kula has been twisted and warped in a very damaging way. People think that if you have a rabbi who's not in line with your hashkafa, you could just disparage him all day long. He says that nothing can be further from the truth. It's only going to be allowed if there's actually a purpose. So I can't walk into a room and they're talking about a certain rabbi. I'm like, let's just say this rabbi is doing really bad things. But him, I'm just going to start ripping on him and putting him down and saying they don't know what he's talking about and he's making up kulas and he's ruining orthodoxy. I can't do that. He's a human being. He's a Jew. It's only going to be mutter if I know that the person is going to learn from him and gain from him and directly relate to him. So then there's a tzorech, it's l'toeles, and I'm allowed to speak to the people involved to warn them about the individual. But I can't just... Let's just say we held that the rabbis in open orthodoxy are damaging to orthodoxy. Let's just say. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I'm being recorded, that's not a topic this year. But let's just say, let's use a conservative. Let's say a conservative rabbi.
It's a good thing you didn't go on that. No, I'm joking.
That's a conservative rabbi, and he's posturing you could, I don't know, whatever. So I can't just walk around, well, that might, it's also a bad example. I don't know. It's hard to give real examples without giving real examples. But again, I can't just walk into a room and say, oh, this rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's ruining. No, if there's a person who's going to get close, so then it's going to be mutter because it's l'toeles. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, let's say you have a chavrusa. Someone comes to the Rabbi Malitzki, I want to learn with this guy over the summer. I'm home from college. You think he'd be a good chavrusa? And I know that the chavrusa is much slower than him. He's much weaker. So again, that's l'toeles. Now I can't rip on the guy and throw him under the bus. I can say, I don't think it's a good chavrusa. Why not? I can say, I think you're stronger intellectually, or you're more serious. You're going to come on time and he's not. It's l'toeles. So if it's l'toeles, it's going to be mutter. The Chafetz Chaim has a wild chiddush here, which I had always misunderstood until 2 days ago. If you look at number 5 on the bottom, he says in these cases, when it's going to be mutter l'toeles, so again, there's a rabbi, there's an educator, there's a group leader. Let's say your child is a friend. Your child is on the bus going to school as a 9th or 10th grader, and there's a 12th grader that you know is involved in behaviors they shouldn't be in, and you want to tell your child, don't, stay away, this person is trouble. This person is trouble. That's l'toeles. It's lashon hara, which is not lashon hara, it's lashon tov, it's l'toeles, so one is mutter to say that. One's mutter to say that. Let's say they don't really believe you. So says the Chafetz Chaim in number 5, he says two things. Number 1, in this case, even if you don't see it yourself, but you've heard about it, that Tanai is not applicable. We had said originally, one of the conditions needed to be met in order to tell over, to denigrate a person, is that you had seen it yourself and not heard about it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Ubekan, Ein Sarach HaPratim Dula Kamon. The first condition that you saw yourself, and it doesn't apply if you heard it from others. Even if you heard it from others, it's not been verified. You're allowed to accept it to the point where you are worried and are worried about others. We're protecting people. It has to be. Our number one priority is protecting our children and our students and our friends. And if there's someone who you've heard is involved in behaviors that are wrong or has exhibited midos that are poor, so then you're allowed to protect the person. And we come up and we skip down a line. Yesh chiluk b'zeh, there's a distinction. Dimra v'atzmo, mutter lo l'saper v'achlata. If you saw it yourself, you're allowed to say definitively, I know this person is full of anger. This person is so angry, it's not a person I want you to connect with or to learn from. Avaim lo ra ba'atzmo rak shalom e'acherim. If you didn't see yourself, but you heard it, yesh lo lomar lehem b'lashon zeh, you should say it in these words, shamati omrim alav kach v'kach, akin yishmo lachush u'lishmor menu. If you didn't see yourself, but you heard it, then you should tell the individual, I haven't seen it myself, but I've heard from others, this person is... he's really arrogant. This person has messed up Ashkaf. Fine. Then the Chafetz Chaim says, and this I always understood differently. Ulinyan aprat shlo yigdal ha'avla yigadal ha'avla yoser mima shehi. The fifth The last condition was that you can't embellish. You can't embellish that which the person did. Im yisaper lehem kasheru lo yisrachaku meito. If you tell it over as it is, they won't stay away from you. The yachalavo mizere usa, and something negative could happen. Efsher de mutter legado. It's possible that you're allowed to embellish the truth to help a person stay away from this negative influence. So what does that mean? You're allowed to embellish the truth. What does that mean? You mean you're allowed to lie?
Sound worse than he...
So what does it make it sound worse? Can you say he's doing drugs when he's not doing drugs? Can you say, I know this... this
maybe the type of drug. Maybe you think, this drug isn't so bad, but he's doing heroin. That's...
So, but you're allowed to...
He's doing drugs, but I'm making it...
The point is you're allowed to lie.
No, I don't think it's lying. I think it's more embellishing it, making it sound worse than the situation is.
So, right, so...
It sounds worse than it...
So, the Rav Nissim Peretz, who's the Rav in Bnei Brak, I just found yesterday a Sefer on Chavetz, on Hilkos Lashon Hara, and he says, it doesn't mean you could lie. You just want to be able to kind of like draw attention and highlight what he did wrong in a way that might make it sound worse. He gives it, it's a silly example, it's so foreign for us that this would be a reason to stay away from someone. Instead of saying that so-and-so talks during Pesukei Dezimra, you say he talks during davening. That sounds a lot worse. I mean, to me, that's like a big tzaddik. You know, it's not so bad. That's his example. Okay, he talks during Pesukei Dezimra. Talks during davening. That sounds worse than it is. To say he's walks around angry all day is worse than he's prone to anger. But he says you can't lie. And I always thought when I learned Sefer Chavetz Chaim originally, I thought the Chavetz Chaim had said, and I didn't see anyone who explained it the way I thought he said it, embellish meant, it's so important to keep this individual, my son, my student, my friend, away from said person, that I can even make him out to be an axe murderer, if that's what's going to take, to keep, which I hear. That's how I always understood it.
It makes more sense, though, because then in your... Son finds out he's not an axe murderer. He's not as bad as he said he was. You're not credible.
Right. It's also very bad chinuch to lie to our children or our students. So he's saying that you can't. And I think it makes sense like this. The Rav Nissim Peretz says that you could, and that's what the word means. Yigadel, make it bigger than it is. Embellish, but you cannot lie about it. The last point I wanted to mention, which I forgot, which is what Ari Solomon pointed out to me, is that even if when we want to tell the individual we have hana, some benefit about it, and it's laced with some personal animosity or hatred, that doesn't take away your responsibility if it's l'toelos. It just means you have to work really hard to make sure your intentions are pure. But if I know someone's going to get hurt, and I don't like the guy, I mean, the bad influence, I can't absolve myself and say, I'm not going to help my child, my student, my friend, because I also don't like this person. So that condition is supposed to be there, but says from this and Corellis and others, that doesn't get you out of, or doesn't absolve you from trying to help the other individual. And it does become tricky because we all have what's called negius. We all have our own feelings and emotions. This, I'm just talking honestly, this rabbi in this school in Israel, I really don't like. I think I don't like him because of the fact that I think he's extremely arrogant, and in my opinion, he's had a bad influence on my students. But I don't know. We're all human beings. So it's hard to know, but if that really is the case, then we'd be allowed to tell it over. I believe you had a question before.
Yeah. So when you're telling someone, like, oh, this guy's really bad guy, he has, like, bad, like, news, whatever, are you allowed to say what the bad news is? Like, you can say, oh, this is a really bad guy, he's like, it's email, man. And you say,
yeah, I think,
a really bad guy.
No, I think you're supposed to. I'll give you an example. Let's say there's you're in high school, you're an MTA. Let's say there's a guy in college who's working in the high school, and he's a madrich, he's a dorm counselor, and I know this guy doesn't daven. I know he doesn't daven. He doesn't put tefillin in the morning. I don't think that's the right person. Again, it depends. He could be your wrestling coach, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But if he's going to be your dorm counselor and your madrich and your role model, it's probably not a good thing if he's not putting on tefillin. So I could, if I know it for sure and I've seen it, not that I've heard of, well, even if I didn't hear it from other people, I could come over to you and I say, Avi, I don't know if this should be your role model. This is a person who doesn't daven and doesn't put on tefillin. I'm telling this to you because I would like to protect you. I think you can have better role models in your life. I think that would be an example where it would be mutter to tell a person, and maybe even a mitzvah to tell you that piece of information. So yeah, I don't know if it's going to be next week, but the next topic is very heavy, and I'd like to open up to a broader audience, which is a topic in dating and shadchanim and shidduchim, which is tricky and it's somewhat complicated, and it gets a lot into different sensitive topics. And I thank everyone for coming.
Thank you. I don't run out for bad reasons.